life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
This has nothing to do with what's going on taking water or sewage to State Road 28. This is just what we have presently in our city that we need to work on.
On the air first when seconds count.
When we discuss our staff that have symptoms, our students that have symptoms, we spend time with the health department. We spend time with the other superintendents. So much of our day, the topic is COVID.
The news team you've come to depend on.
Normally we would ask for more than that, but just to be conservative this year. But on all the budgets, I feel like we've been very conservative and very diligent in filling out our budgets this year.
Clinton County's 24-hour news media.
At the very least, getting the roundhouse cleaned up, but again, trying to preserve the machine shop is what I think is the absolute priority right now.
When you need to know, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We're going to be joined on the phone here momentarily by Lynn University Athletic Director Devin Crosby. Devin, good morning. How you doing?
Ken, I'm happy to be here. Doing very, very well. Ken, I want to share with you the resource that you guys are providing at WILO for the Indianapolis community in Frankfort is amazing.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. We used to do it for a long time, and we backed off for a while, and then they asked me if I'd do this about a little over a year ago, and I said, yeah, but I want to change this up. And I changed it to an entirely different format, which I'm really thinking is going to start helping here eventually. So that's why I'm trying to do this. So,
absolutely. It's great work you're doing.
Well, thank you. Very much appreciate it. You're down in Florida, and, of course, you guys are getting ready to get hit by a tropical storm, it appears. So when I first looked on the website this morning, it says tropical storm warning up or a watch up, and I'm like, what in the world is going on? Were you guys right?
Absolutely. <Yeah. laughs> It took me about 4 years to really get that underneath me to understand. So I call it basically when you live in paradise, it comes with some of a price.
Yeah, that's true. What we really wanted to talk to you about is you guys have just you've decided to go ahead and start a workshop for mental health down for your athletes and for your school people down there in Florida. So talk a little bit about the reason behind that.
Yeah. Ken, what was interesting for me to understand was once the NCAA suspended play back in late March of this year, 2020, you could notice that our student-athletes were starting to struggle. And not so much just Lynn student-athletes, but student-athletes in general. And what was interesting, Ken, is about a month prior to the start of the pandemic at the NCAA convention, we learned that 88%, Ken, of student athletes define their identity based off being a college athlete. And that identity actually is shaped at age 12. And I started to think about this, and I said, well, if young people are starting their identity as a potential college athlete as young as age 12, and then they get to college, and then we take that opportunity away from them, that could be a serious mental health block for these people. Because as we know, when you lose your identity, you lose yourself, and it's hard to function. So it became very, very important for me and our staff at Lynn, with the support of our president, President Dr. Kevin Ross, was that we would put together a program that could really give skill development for these student athletes on how they can just be the best version of themselves. And that was really, really important to us, Ken. Our mission at Lynn University is that we just try to provide an innovative and global education so student athletes can, you know, succeed. So we knew that sports weren't going to be there, so we needed to provide something for them during this time.
Did you really think that the number of people who are supposedly suffering some mental health were as high as what they actually are?
It's really difficult to ascertain, Ken, because one statistic we've been looking at from a national landscape is that 40% of incoming college students, this is irrespective of being a student athlete, actually struggle from some form of mental health crisis. And that's incoming as a 17 or 18 year old young person. So we know with the burden of sports, that number has to be a little bit more than at 45 to 50%. So I think it's just fascinating, that we have, a serious issue, with not only young people, but just in our country in general. So I want to do what we could to take care of our people at Lynn any way we possibly could.
You've decided to come up with what I think is called a leadership lock or leadership look series.
Yes, leadership lunch series. Yeah.
Okay. How did you come up with that idea?
It's interesting you asked that question, Ken. Is that I'm a strong believer that as an athletics director, it's not my role to come up with all the ideas or come up with all the mandates. Is but to organically just have conversation with our coaches and our staff. And through having some organic conversations over the summer, we determined that we were going to put together something that goes back to our roots at Lynn. And Ken, again, our roots at Lynn, our mission is that we're going to provide an innovative and global education. And again, going back to innovative, we said we have to think of something, you know, that's a little bit different because, you know, this is an outside of the box year because of this pandemic. So we needed an outside of the box method or venue. And that venue for us was to have these short 25-minute sessions weekly. And Ken, we did 25 minutes because, you know, we have 25 national championships at Lynn University, mm-hmm. which is actually, we rank it in the first 5 percentile of all the NCAA national championships. So we wanted to honor our success and give them an opportunity to learn.
You know, and the other thing of it is that, you know, when I would encourage anybody to get on your website because I saw the initial broadcast you did for this, and I listened to it this morning and I just got blown away because you come up with 9 words that really, you know, I think kind of dictate a lot of things that people don't even think about that are very important in everybody's everyday life.
Yeah, Ken. Thank you for sharing that. I'll tell you those 9 words, Ken. That those are the fundamental values of Lynn University Athletics. In honor, for example, that's the first word. And we really believe, Ken, the word honor means we treat all people well, irrespective of how they treat us. And what I challenge people to think about, Ken, this is our student athletes, but I'll challenge even this conversation. Think about the things we've experienced over the last 6 months mm-hmm. during this pandemic. We've had a humanitarian crisis. We have racial injustice. We have a fiscal instability. And lastly, we have this polarization of political parties. It's to a point where we can no longer exchange ideas, but now we vilify each other if we don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
And so we feel if you honor all human beings and you treat people well, despite and irrespective of how they treat you, we feel we can actually change our area, our environment, our community, and hopefully the country at some point in time. And that's just 1 of the 9. Excellence is another word we use where every single thing we do can, from the moment we engage with somebody to how we compete on the field. That's all about excellence.
And the one word that it's also that you guys use, you just sort of talked about, you didn't say the word exactly, but you hinted at it, and all the problems we've had in this country here in the last 6 months, it's called respect.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Ken. I mean, we feel that, you know, every person is equal. And out of that, there is a respect for humanity. And we feel that if you respect people, whether you are our head soccer coach to our groundskeeper to the people who keep stats during our games, this is all about respect. And it's respect for your opponent, too. Like, one thing I'll tell you, Ken, we have one of the most elite athletic departments in the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, we're going to beat you.
Yeah.
We're going to beat you at Lynn University, but we're going to respect you as well.
That's
we're going to beat you. We're going to pick you up after we beat you.
Mm-hmm. The one thing about this whole thing, and we talked about this yesterday with the 19-year anniversary of 9/11 yesterday.
Yeah.
Also, believe it or not, it was the 6-month anniversary of coronavirus yesterday as well.
Wow.
And the thing of it is, and you look at how splintered and fractured we are. This, and that's why I really wanted to have this discussion, because the things that you're trying to do should help bring everybody together. And that's what I really like about
this.
That's
right. Ken, I really feel this way, is that if you look at some of the issues of our society, and that's in our country and also across the globe, is that it's easy for any of us to put up our hands and say, what can I do? But we feel at Lynn, we actually can make a difference. And that difference really is one by one. This conversation, if you're in a situation of challenge, we think that every single interaction, you can either add value in life or you can take away value. There's never a neutral conversation in life or never a neutral engagement. That's how we believe. So if we can add value and add a better way, we think that we can become a model, and then other people can see that and say, you know what? I would like to actually try to actually go about my day in that same type of way.
You know, and the last time I checked, and I hate to sound like a smart aleck on this, but I'm not trying to be. The last time I checked, the coronavirus is undefeated and number one still. And until that time,
that's right.
Until the time
number
changes,
ranking.
Yeah, and it's not going to change anytime soon. Until the time comes, things change a little bit.
That's right. This virus has no respect for our plan,
no,
for our schedule, for our desire, for our boredom, our loneliness. So therefore, we have to find a way to be able to walk through this in some type of way, shape, or form. And I think, again, it's easy for us as citizens, and it's an innate nature to just wish it away or hope for the best or deny it. But we feel that part of being a strong person and having mental wellness and mental strength is acknowledging it's there, just like you said. Okay, this virus is here, and we don't think it's going away tomorrow. So while it's here, we are going to be the best version of ourselves, and we're going to control our controllables. And that's why I think we have some of the best athletes in the world at Lynn University.
Mm-hmm. Now, this lunch series, this is a weekly thing, correct?
That's right, yes.
Okay. Now,
weekly, yep.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but how's this stuff been received by not only your kids, but by your colleagues as well?
You know, it's been very well received because our head coaches came up with this idea along with me and our staff. We've received a lot of response across the country so far. The response has been, we like what you're doing. We would love to kind of sit in on some of the series and see how you formed it. We've received questions on how do you keep their attention span? Because as we know, young adults, sometimes attention span can be an issue. I mean, it's probably the same issue for us too, as adults. So that's why we try to truncate every single one of the sessions to be no longer than 25 minutes. We get straight to the point. We don't want to, preach to them. We want to provide them with tools. And again, these are tools that can help them become better leaders, because these are going to be our future presidents, our future mayors, our future scientists of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want to give them the tools for their mental wellness. Because, again, we've identified that not only student-athletes, but just Americans in general are really struggling through this pandemic and even prior to the pandemic with mental wellness. So it's important for us to equip them.
We have mentioned three of those words. We've mentioned honor, we've mentioned respect, we've mentioned excellence. What's the other six words for everybody to remember about in this situation?
Absolutely. Word number two is, so honor is our first word. Word number two is confidence. We believe that every human being was created for a purpose and are special. So when you realize that you were created for a purpose, you don't have to compare yourself to others because you have confidence that you are here for a reason. And if you can live that reason and live out your purpose, that's how you make a difference. So confidence is the second word. The third word is loyalty. We believe you do what you're going to say. If you make a commitment, you do it. It's just that simple. So that's the first, we'll call pillar of words, honor, confidence, and loyalty. The middle pillar of words are empathy. They are others-minded, and they are humility. We believe that when you are others-minded, you are realizing that the universe is not about you. You are not the center of the universe. Contrary to what your parents may have treated you when you were young, but when you get to college and beyond, this world is not about you. It's about a lot of other people that are all coming together. And we believe empathy is that we have to see the world through other people's eyes, but we have to proactively understand that. So, you know, if I believe A, and I'm talking to someone who believes in B, I need to really engage with that person as opposed to arguing with them. I need to actually engage with them to understand why they believe in B when I believe in A. So that's what we believe that's so important about empathy. And then we feel humility is freedom from pride. It's literally freedom from pride. When you're humble enough to realize that you don't know it all, when you're humble enough to realize that you can learn something every day in every interaction, and when you're humble enough to know that every human being you meet can actually help you in some way, shape, or form, that gives you a sense of humility. But again, it's freedom from pride.
Right.
And so the last three words, Ken, that fit on this pillar, if you will, is respect, maturity, and excellence. We talked about respect, that everybody's equal. Maturity, here's what I love about maturity, Ken, is maturity means that there's growth on a continual basis. But here's where it's so special, Ken, is that we all know that growth requires some pain. Think about the weight room. I heard the gentleman, I think it was a football coach, calling in earlier today. And there's a big game going on out in your area.
Yeah.
And he's in a weight room with his kid.
Right.
Well, we all know that there's going to be pain in that weight room. But what's the result of going in the weight room is that you get bigger, you get faster, and you get stronger. That's the same thing with life in this pandemic. There's going to be some pain. But if you can realize that that pain has a purpose, that is where you grow daily. And that's what maturity is all about. And then the last one is excellence. Every single thing we do, Ken, at Lynn University is about excellence. I would wish for someone from your area that's watching when they're looking at their school to attend next year, that may be a senior or a junior, when you come onto our campus at Lynn University, Ken, from the way we manicure the grass to the way we treat people, we don't even have books on our campus at Lynn University, Ken. Every single student gets an iPad.
Yeah.
Because everything is digitized, and we feel, and that's what students, how they want to consume their information. So we just provide them what they need.
Okay.
But again, that's all about excellence. We respond to the needs that are at hand.
Last thing I want to ask you before I let you go.
And those are the nine words, Ken.
Yeah, I know those are nine. Those are nine great words too. Last thing I want to ask you before I let you go is that are there any plans to put this maybe into a tape or a something that people can go ahead and maybe purchase and get a hold of to play before their kids or something like that at schools? Devin, are you with us there? Devin, you still there? I think we just lost him. So, okay, maybe he'll go ahead and... Devin, you with us? Okay, I think we've lost Devin, so we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Devin Crosby just called us back. They're starting to have weather issues down in Florida right now. So we appreciate Devin being on the show, and we're going to be joined now by Assistant IHSAA Commissioner Robert Falkins. Robert, good morning. How are things going?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
Not a problem. We're looking forward to having you on this morning. We had Bobby on for a while. We had Paul on two or three times, and now we just need to get everybody else on a few more times. So,
very good.
Yeah. You're in charge of baseball, football, and wrestling, and also the flag football, which I'm going to talk about separately here in a second. So far for football, how have things been going, and have you had a lot of problems with the corona or anything else, or just regular good old injuries that have happened during football season?
Yeah, our football season has progressed quite nicely so far. We expected to have some hiccups, and we certainly have had some hiccups, but for the most part, our coaches and players and administration are working really, really hard with their local health agencies to provide this opportunity for our students and our communities. I was out at Monrovia last night, and they had as many people as they could get in there, given their county health requirements. Great atmosphere. It was senior night. It was the first home game of the season. And then between the lines was football. And that's what we're hoping to provide. And we hope that people continue to work real hard to follow the guidelines, procedures that are prescribed, and we can have an entire season and have a state champion six times that weekend after Thanksgiving in November.
Have you guys had any particular problems that have come up that you didn't expect, or just something that you just ordinarily expected with this situation?
Well, there's nothing ordinary about this pandemic.
No.
And, we've had to make some modifications with how we go about doing the normal business. We've made some administrative changes to football, and one of the things that we've extended the team box area, which used to extend between the 25s, and now that box is between the 10-yard lines on each side of the field so kids can spread out and observe social distancing. Kids who are not in the game have to wear masks. Coaches have to wear masks on the sidelines. And so those are the sorts of things that we've had to do for the game itself. Prior to that, when we came back in July, after not being able to have anything, we couldn't do anything, we had to change the way we practice. We had to put kids in cohorts, and so, a coach could only work with 10 kids at a time. And so you can imagine what that does for a program like Lafayette Jeff. They may have 150 kids, how difficult it is to have a practice with just 10 kids in groups and their social distances from the other 140 kids in that program. But our coaches and our players and our schools have done a great job in managing that. And for the most part, we're all pretty excited to be able to be playing football.
About how many kids have, or do you guys have any kind of numbers about how many kids have gotten sidelined by the coronavirus at all?
Well, we don't keep track of individual numbers with respect to kids, but we do know that 95% of our schools each week are playing football and they're eligible football. What happens is when a kid is exposed, and they don't even have to be tested positive for the virus, any kid that comes in contact with someone who has to be quarantined for, you know, depending on the locality, from anywhere from 9 to 15 days. So we just count schools out and teams out when they can't participate. And we had a couple last night, and we've got some schools down in southern Indiana that have had some issues. But each week we're at about 95% of our schools that can play football are playing football.
I know around here, Lebanon has been, they were off last night. They're going to be off next week because they were supposed to host Frankfurt. And because of that, they've moved their homecoming. And Sheridan was another one that, you know, also decided not to play last night.
Yeah, and you know, you have to make those decisions. Our focus in all of high school sports is provide for the health and safety of the kids first and foremost, and we're not going to do anything to jeopardize that at all.
How much is this going? How much of the stuff from the coronavirus is going to change your other sports later in the year? Is that going to become an issue also or not?
Well, we're planning for it, and we're, you know, football and the fall sports, volleyball, cross country have all had to do things differently than they've done in the past. And again, we've made some administrative changes to the rules. We've taken the guidance from the National Federation of High Schools, which writes all the rules for the sports that we use here in Indiana, and then we've made them our own. And for the most part, like I said, we've been pretty successful and pretty happy with the way things have gone. And we look forward to doing the same in the winter and then in the spring. And we've got a plan that this thing going to be around here for a while, and we're looking forward to the future to address those issues. We've learned from some mistakes that we've made. We hope not to make them again. And so that experience for the kids in the winter and the spring will be as good, if not better, than the experience for the kids in the fall.
Now, you're also in charge of wrestling. And I think wrestling is going to be probably the sport that may be the most scrutinized because it's strictly, you know, one-on-one contact.
Sure. And, you know, to be honest, it is not the one that's most closely scrutinized. Football has been the one most closely scrutinized. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, football is the one that has caused people the most concern and consternation because of the contact involved. And so we've really had to address those fears and concerns in folks. Wrestling, in and of itself, is a sport that initially takes into account health before you can even get on the mat.
Right.
Skin conditions, your appearance. So wrestling folks are pretty accustomed to making those decisions ahead of time, and our coaches don't put kids on the mat if they're in danger of being a public health hazard. Because, you know, not only is a kid who you're wrestling at risk, the other kids who get on that mat following you are at risk. The officials are at risk because they're, you know, on the mat with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the most part, wrestling, that's something addressed that's in the rules for wrestling already, to be healthy and safe and not be able or not being on the verge of passing along some communicable diseases.
Also, the other thing I really wanted to talk to you about is that you're also the one in charge of the co-ed flag football. This has been going on now for, what, 2 years now?
This is our third year, actually. Of the unified flag football. The first year, we played our championship game at the Colts facility out on West 56th Street here in Indianapolis, and Bedford North Lawrence won. Last year, we had it up at Grand Park in Westfield, and Mooresville was victorious. And so the number of schools that we have each year is increasing. We started this year with 52 schools, and right now we have about 30 that are going to play in the tournament. They've lasted through the season, and so we're excited about that. We had our entry list due on yesterday, and we have 30 teams. We got them in the sectionals, and we're going to play some flag football here beginning October 3rd.
Has this sport taken off like you had hoped, or has it exceeded, or where are you at with this thing?
We are exactly where we expected to be with unified flag football. I think had it not been for the COVID pandemic, our numbers would have been tremendous. The game is so much fun to watch, and for parents of the athletes and the partners, it's easy to follow. There aren't that many kids on the field at any one time. You're close to the action, and it is a great experience for the kids, even to watch the game. And we think unified flag football is going to explode given the right conditions.
And also, it's a type of game where it's a fast paced game, and usually a lot of scoring involved.
A lot of scoring. It's not uncommon for a team to score 70, 75 points. It's pretty cool when you can score 55 points and lose. I think for the fans, that is a great game when you can see some kids have some great athletic ability and get to showcase that in some settings that they wouldn't normally get to showcase. I think what we saw that first year at the Colts Complex when we brought the Final Four teams in, that the game is really, really exciting. I mean, we had Bedford North Lawrence there, Ben Davis, Noblesville, Tippecanoe Valley. The communities were really behind it, and they were behind it because it's an exciting game. Like you said, it's a fast-paced game, and you get to see a different type of athlete participate, which is even more fun.
One other thing I did want to ask, and this goes back to the regular football for a second. How are you guys handling the change of football and keeping footballs clean? Because the reason I ask that is there's a lot of teams going to a faster paced game of football now. How has that changed this year?
Those teams are still playing that way.
Okay.
We've made provisions for getting the footballs out of the game and getting them sanitized. We got some great recommendations from the football manufacturers and, again, the National Federation of Sports Medicine Advisory Committee on how to keep those footballs clean. And one of the things that we know is that, you can sanitize a football. It'll last maybe 15 to 20 plays. So that's about right. So you can use the same football for the same series and not have any concerns. But we're very, very sure, and we're very, very deliberate about making sure those balls are sanitized. Those footballs are sanitized when they come off the field, and our kids on the sidelines who handle the footballs are doing a great job. I haven't had any complaints from officials nor coaches regarding that, and that's all positive.
That is very positive. Robert, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Well, I just want to thank the communities out there that are supporting these kids. Football is not just about the 22 kids on the field. It's about the band members. It's about the cheerleaders. It's about the families and the communities that can get behind these kids on a Friday night and have that common and shared experience. Like I said, I was in Monrovia last night. Those folks certainly love their kids, no matter what sport they're playing. That's the purpose in what we're trying to do is provide those opportunities for kids to be a part of their community and show and represent their communities. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure they have those opportunities throughout the course of this school year.
And from what I've seen so far, it looks like everything's going about as good as could be expected.
Absolutely. Let's keep our fingers crossed and keep working at it because we don't want to take a day off and have something bad happen and we lose the season. We're going to instruct our coaches to stay at it and have our kids, hunker down, like the governor says, and do what we need to do to make sure we have these opportunities.
Okay. Robert, I greatly appreciate the time. Best of luck to you guys over there at the IHSAA, and we will talk to you further down the line, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Robert Falkins, who is the assistant commissioner at the Indiana High School Athletic Association. He's been our guest the last 15 minutes of the show, and that's going to wrap it up for our show this week. Our thanks to our guests and to our sponsors, who are State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. Join us next week for another Inside the Huddle. I'll just tease you now. We have a very, very special guest who's supposed to be on the show next week. And thank college basketball, and I'll let it go with that for right now. So until then, I'm Ken Hartman. Take care and have a great week.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.